when I was very young, my older brother used to take me down to Penarth on the train from Treforest Railway Station to Cardiff. From Cardiff to Penarth, we'd walk down through the park onto Penarth Pier. This was around the 1944, 45, 46 era.
I'm gone fishing.
Fishing is one of the biggest pastimes in Wales. This comes down to the variety of fishing one can do among some of the greatest scenery Britain has to offer. While a child, I remember that magical feeling I got while catching my first fish. The sun was setting on a late summer's evening across the river. Dad comes running over, abandoning his rod to help me calm down while I reel in something that might be big, but not necessarily a fish. Dad shouts at me to watch that line in case it breaks, which still happens today. Mum gets really excited as she has something to put on the barbie, and my brother just got well jealous. Fishing is a sporting activity that can be shared by all. Cliff Harvey is the former Welsh fishing captain and coach of the Welsh Youth Fly Fishing Team. Also, owner of Cliff Harvey Angling Supplies in Pontypridd. I started off by asking him the different types of fishing you can do.
Well, this time of the year, being the first week in December...
I'm standing in the middle of a field. I was freezing cold, but to get to where I am, I've developed a warmthness. I'm just above the common and just below the Pontypridd Golf Club. I'm just walking through the field right now, and you can see the valley, and the view of the town is gorgeous, and it would set the scene for such magical sledging up here. It really would, with all the snow everywhere. Currently it's the middle of December. I'm going to attempt sledging without the snow. Now what you need to do is get a carry bag, okay? Try and get one like a supermarket carry bag, and you need to grab the handles.
Pink Floyd.
The Eagles.
Eric Clapton.
These are some of the artists you love here in the County Borough, and this coming Friday the 20th of May, you've got the chance to see these tracks being performed right here in Porth. Luke Bradshaw formed Cool Hand Entertainment, a music production company based just down the road from here in the Vale of Glamorgan. He's behind this Friday's event.
Myself and the other guy I've set the company up with decided to set it up purely for the fact that there is no one else.
I think whoever gets in, they all make a mess of it. So, okay. But everybody else in my house voted Conservative. And I was offered £5 if I voted Conservative, but I would go. And that's the truth.
We're back with the Labour again, aren't we? They've never done anything for me. They seem to be disrupting the hospitals right, left and centre. Time will tell.
I didn't vote or anything. I don't know what's going on. I don't really care.
It's about time we had a change of Prime Minister now. I think Gordon Brown would do a good job.
We couldn't vote considering we didn't have no election cards delivered, nor did they off the street.
So some very diverse views there from people speaking to Kevin Wood, who was out at one of the town's big supermarkets. To turn to our panel now, Mike Powell, you came second in the election in Pontypridd, so how was it for you?
We were very pleased with that.